Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me.
It's Ann Wilson bringing us back, lead singer for Heart, with her sister Nancy. Welcome back, 23 After. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Thank you to all of you who bought my book and who've read it and enjoyed it. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for continuing to tell your friends about it. And if you haven't seen it, if you don't know much about it, go to ageofthecustomer.com, and you can learn all about it there. You can learn an awful lot without even buying the book, so check that out. John Patterson is here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the co-author of a number of books. In fact, all the really important ones on taking care of customers. Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, Take Their Breath Away, Wired and Dangerous. That's the one right there, Wired and Dangerous. That's the new one, isn't it, John?
It is, Jim.
And that's the one all about the connected customer and how empowered they are. It's the companion to my book. It's just a lot more focused. Yeah. I should say my book's a companion to his book, I should say, folks. So, John, tell us how we can find your books and how we can find you guys.
You can find our books on Amazon. You can find me at johnrpatterson.com. You can find our blog at taketheirbreathaway.com.
So
any of those will work.
So. Check that out, folks. So we're talking about, in the previous segment, ladies and gentlemen, John identified five things that are essential to making great service even greater. Making sure you know what customer expectations are. You have to have a clear vision. You have to have the right people properly trained. I'm going to make sure we emphasize that. You have to align your vision align yourself with your vision and accountability to your customers. And then flipping the org chart so the customer is always at the top. So, John, what I wanted you to do today in this segment is marry up 3 and 5. The people,
yeah,
the people in flipping the org chart. You know, a lot of people, you know, for how long, you and I grew up saying the customers comes first, the customer's always right. But it was at a time when somebody came in out of the market, somebody came in to work for the first time. When I was a kid, John, nobody had to teach me how to say thank you to a customer. It never was discussed. I just knew to do that. Didn't you?
No, it was never discussed.
Things I had to be trained to do, that wasn't one of them. But today, apparently, you do have to do that. You know what somebody once said to me one time? Words matter. And when you're trying to love up customers, words matter. And apparently, John, today, those words have to be trained. What do you think?
I think you're right. When you look underneath, Jim, what we're talking about, when you look underneath making the connection that you and I talk about so often and is so important, which is that real human connection that makes the customer feel important, then your folks have to understand how to make that connection. And you asked me a question right before the break. You said, what comes first? You put your people first, you put your customer first. You know, there's been some research out there since the late 80s from some guys up at Harvard. And basically what they said, to distill it down, is if you want to have happy customers, which we do, you're going to have happy people first.
Yeah, and they come first, don't they?
They do. You have to, because that's the way the equation works. When those customers walk in the door, they've got to see the right kind of people who are trained correctly
right.
And know how to make a human connection.
There's no chicken or egg quandary in this part, in this thing, folks.
No, it's very clear. It's very clear. And if you look around, Jim, at some of the folks who are doing really well like right now, like you look in the quick service restaurant business, I mean, I love to go through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru near my house because they get it. And they train those people right. They're hiring the right kind of people. They're very pleasant. They make a great connection. They produce a great product, and they do it consistently. And when I drive through there and they hand me my chicken biscuit and my Diet Coke and I say, thank you, you know what they say to me every time? They say, it's my pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Well, see, I'm even tougher than you, John, because in my opinion, if you wait on me and I say thank you first, you failed.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I'm hard. I'm tough. I'm tough on people when it comes to this. Because I'm going to tell you something. There is no excuse for anybody in today's world, as competitive as it is. Somebody actually comes into your business and lays their money down on the barrelhead. If you don't love them up, I can't even comprehend that. I've had, as you know, I've had young people push back on me and tell me it's not that big a problem. You know what I tell them? I say, wait a minute, son. When you're making payroll and you're trying to get as much business as you can, then come back and tell me that thank you doesn't matter.
That's right. And I've got a client, and the CEO every year gets up in front of the organization and says, this year, we're going to use the two most powerful words, and we're going to use them more than we did last year. And if we'll do that, our business is going to explode. And, of course, you know what two words he's saying.
I sure do.
He's saying, thank you.
And
there are no more powerful words in the language.
That's exactly right. It washes over you like a wonderful feeling, and everybody's impacted by that positively. You know, in the last chapter of my book, I talk about all the things that will not change in the age of the customer.
Right.
And the first thing I say is that thank you was there when markets were born 10,000 years ago, and it's still powerful.
It is, and we don't use it enough. We don't say it enough. We don't thank our customers enough, and we don't thank our employees enough.
Well, now that's another thing.
Powerful.
That's that last thing you said. You know, maybe that's where the problem is. I know the training is not happening like it should.
Right.
Maybe we should be thanking our employees, and I'm gonna redouble my efforts in that way too, John. Hey, John, I need your website one more time, please.
www.johnrpatterson.com, Jim.
So check it out, folks. Wired and Dangerous. That's a new book between what he and Chip Bell have written. John, come back soon. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasting Game. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.